Yes, sometimes I just get a craving for chicken hearts.
I've been recording for the past, like, 5 minutes or so, but it's got nothing but me chomping on food, so...
Nom, 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 nom.
Don't worry, I'll cut it and I'll start a new document.
Should we start?
No, I'm eating, are you insane?
I'll just talk.
Yeah, listen to me.
It's my time to shine! Okay. Everything's coming up, Sarah!
You know what, fuck it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, you were saying a story. This is the Wayward Podcast, by the way. Okay, you're
oneofus.net.
Yep, we're professionals. Don't
yeah,
worry, I'm not eating at all. I'll be done in a minute. But you had a story you were saying.
I have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a story?
You were saying should we be recording while you were saying that story?
No, I said, are we recording?
Oh, okay.
Was I telling this? Okay. About bronies?
Yes.
Oh. So, I'm probably the last person in the world who should be judging people for their tastes in TV shows.
And their fandom.
And fandom.
Mm-hmm.
However.
But you're going to.
I'm going to, because it's my right as a red-blooded American. To complain about other people's personal choices. Alright. I'm on this dating website, and I get weird messages, and I got a really, really bad one. Did you see that?
I did see that one, yeah.
So, I posted a screen cap of it, and, like, it somehow, like, the comments from my friends somehow devolved into, like, why bronies are sick. Like, the guy is not a brony, as far as I know. And there was no mention of, like...
It's just like, okay, the comment itself, it sounded like... sorry for the chomping.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I'm very professional.
Yeah.
It sounded like... Okay, it didn't sound like... It read like somebody... like a pickup artist.
Oh yeah.
It read like what a pickup artist would say. So, but
absolutely.
it's a visual version of what should work in audio, but it's in visual, so it
and
does not work
yeah.
at all, and it just comes off as totally creepy and freaky and annoying.
So he was divulging the PUA secrets. Like I didn't reply. I replied with TLDR, and that's it. Because the thing was, like, a page long.
Yeah.
But, like, in my comments to, like, friends and stuff, I was like, the guy is giving away the pickup artist secrets, because he was saying, like, I want to see the prettiest girl in the room taking it from both ends by, like, ugly perverts or something like that.
I really need to forward that picture to Harris, Dr. Nerdlove, because he'd kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. And it eventually turned into something where I actually reported it to the dating site, and
this part I did not hear. Okay, go
ahead. All right, so the update for that was, I'm not going to say where the guy was, but he wasn't in Tokyo, as far as I know. He's not in Tokyo. But I went on Skype, and I called the local PD of where he said he lived, and I told them what he said to me. And I don't want to say exactly what it is, because I don't want him to, like, somehow find out, and then, like, I don't know, find out my name.
He totally listens to oneofus.net.
Oh, he could. But you never know. I don't want it to turn into anything. So,
although he might be a character showing up in a movie that comes up in Fantastic Fest.
Oh God. Wait. So can you cut this part out? Because I'm just going to tell you so you can have the context.
Oh God, I hate doing this. All right, hold on a sec. Sorry. Okay, so now I made you cut that.
Okay.
It sounds much more relevant now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I called the police department in that town, and they were like, all right, and can you describe him? And, of course, dating profiles have, like, your age, your height, your build, and pictures, so I was, like, perfectly describing him. I was like, Caucasian, male, 5'10", so he says. And the person I was talking to was pretty nice about it, and they made sure they got all the information and stuff, and they said, I live in Tokyo, Japan. I'm not worried about it, but what he did was he implied that he raped someone that night. So I was like,
it might just be him
being a fucking
moron, but
perverted weirdo.
But there,
sicko.
On the off chance that it's true.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't want to take that risk. So I reported it and reported it to the dating site, and I hope he gets run over by a pickup truck.
At the very least, he'll hopefully get a knock on the door from the cops asking some questions.
Yeah, I mean, like, I gave him his screen name and stuff, so all they would have to
do is
search.
All they'd have to do is contact the dating site.
Yeah,
and so. I don't know if they'd be under obligation to disclose that information. I don't know how those laws work.
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of like if something came up, like if somebody reported a rape and gave the same description, could be used as evidence.
I think they'd have to look into it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least.
Yeah. And I feel bad because it was like, I feel bad for whoever has to be in contact with him.
Yeah.
And also for the 911 operator. because I was like, this is going to be really weird, but she was really patient and I really appreciated that. So yeah. Anyway, so that conversation on my Facebook turned into like, someone said, oh, that sounds like PUA shit, some fedora wearing blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else commented, what's the hate with fedoras? And then it turned into like fedoras equal bronies. And then it got into like just a big argument with like super long comments about bronies and like people's different, very opposing. I don't know. It's like, all right, so in case anyone doesn't know what a brony is a male fan who likes My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Which just incidentally come to Japan, I think.
Has it?
I'm fairly certain that it's gotten...
Brony!
I don't know if bronies... Because Japan has their own sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, has their own sort of circle of individuals who like... children's shows, who should not be this hardcore fans of children's shows, who are hardcore fans of children's shows, but...
Yeah, and I'm not...
aimed at little girls, but...
If you like something, that's fair.
Yeah.
But the problem with the whole brony thing is that when you search My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, unless you have... if you don't have Safe Search on Google, the top results are, like, a lot of... pony porn, I think that's the term they use.
I think those specific, the ones who are into the porn aspect, My Little Pony doesn't have porn aspects. The ones who create their own, who sort of fantasize.
Oh, you haven't seen the show, Toshi.
The ones who fantasize and go off in that really perverted direction are, I think they're referred to as cloppers.
It's like furries and yiffing and that stuff. Furries are people who dress up like animals and
get off on it.
Yeah. Which I mean, definitely not my thing. As long as there are consenting adults only involved, that's fine. But one of my biggest problems is the My Little Pony thing. First of all, it's intended for little girls. That means little girls are going to be looking up stuff on the internet. And yeah, safe search is an option.
Protect you so far.
Yeah. But, I mean, not everybody puts it on. Not every parent knows about safe search. And, like, a kid could figure out how to turn it off. I mean, when I was an early teen, I think, and we got, like, our first AOL subscription, and my dad put on whatever the child lock or whatever it is, my brother figured it how to shut it off in, like, 5 minutes.
I was around during the early internet ages when there was no such thing as safe search. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
during puberty, so yeah, that made for a lot of fun.
Yeah, we weren't allowed on the computer when my parents weren't home. We would sneak it. But, like, our computer room, like, the room where we had the computer was, like, right at the front of the house, so you could see, like, it through the window, the screen on, so, like, my mom would, like, pull up, and we'd be like, crap! And then, like, turn the monitor off and just, like, zip into the family room and turn the TV on and act like we were watching the TV. And my mom would be like, I saw you on the computer! Anyway, so, like,
Everyone's been there. We were all kids.
Yeah, I mean, but not that the intended audience of My Little Pony, which is probably girls from, like, maybe 5 to 10, I'd say. I mean, I liked My Little Pony when I was 5, 6, probably.
I think the current My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is a little... It's aimed at
older like
than
7
the original.
To 12 yeah. or something. Yeah.
The original, you know, the mold-casted
My Little Pony
yeah, figures
yeah.
that, you know, were not movable in any way. And as
That's
a kid,
the one I had.
As a kid who was into action figures, I could not see the appeal whatsoever because, like, they don't fucking move!
I know. You could brush their hair. Well, actually, the original My Little Ponies were very static, but I think that was the late 80s,
yeah.
And then by the early 90s, they had ones where you could turn their heads.
That was it?
But that was it. And they had soft
hair.
Oh,
yes, they did. You're right.
Yeah, because I think the original ones had their mane and their tail was plastic, hard plastic. And then I think by the time I got into My Little Ponies, they had, like, the nylon Barbie hair or something
that. Yeah, that was around the time when I was aware of their existence.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So,
ponies, so they're, like, My Little Pony conventions and stuff. And I saw a documentary about bronies, actually, that was pretty pro-brony.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, they were showing convention footage, and I'd say about 90% of the attendees were male, and probably a good 60 to 75% were over the age of 18 of, like, the entire attendance. And with adult people comes adult themes. And
inevitably. Yeah.
Inevitably. And, I mean, I've been to anime conventions, and there are kids there sometimes, because there's anime for kids, but anime skews more teenager and above.
Yeah.
And people,
anime ranges.
Okay, yeah.
It definitely ranges, but, I was about to go off on a tirade on something else, but. It's interesting. We are recording this on Sunday, and every Sunday morning they show, I think, Kamen Rider, which I think the American version was Masked Rider.
Yeah.
And another thing they show is an anime called Precure. And
I don't know that one.
It's about magical girls. And it's a...
Bing!
And it's a 30-minute animation for girls.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, like, it's for young... I'm talking young girls, like elementary school girls. It's, like, you know, teaching teaching all the, you know, the important things in life, you know, friendship is magic, and friendship, and...
I was just going to say, yeah, but I was taking a drink.
Yeah.
I was, like, drinking really quickly.
But like, you know, fighting against evil, you know, all that's good in the world, right, things like that. And it has an unhealthy audience of elder males.
Elder males.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a good amount of porn on it.
Yeah. It's inevitable. I mean, what's that called? Rule 34 or something like that? If it exists, there's a porn. But, like,
if God exists, is there porn of him?
Oh, yeah.
Love that. What was it? The thinking velociraptor or something like that. philosophic velociraptor,
yeah.
That meme. Anyways.
Oh, so I thought you just, like, admitted that.
No, hell no. I'm not that smart.
Yeah, so, like, the thing is that it's so, like, part of the fandom in My Little Pony Land that, like, the cloppers are very loud. And, yeah, they are a minority, supposedly. It's hard to track that. Like, you can't just survey all My Little Pony fans and be like, are you a clopper?
But they're also, like, they're the one that stand out the most.
Yeah.
I won't say the most vocal, but they definitely, like, and that's one of the things I always hate, where, like, when I'm in the U.S. and people talk about Japan, they always bring up the extreme stuff, the stupid stuff, like,
ooh, like, the tentacle porn, I bet that's, like, everywhere.
And that's all they focus on, and that's because it's sort of very alien to them, very strange, and it stands out the most. That's why it gets the most attention, even though that's not all of Japan. But
it's most of Japan. I'm kidding.
But that's the same thing with the cloppers.
Yeah.
So
anyways. And like, I'm definitely not anywhere in the My Little Pony fandom. I think I watched like one episode. I think the episodes are like 15 minutes or something.
I have no idea. I do have the entire first season. Because everyone was talking about it at the time, and so, okay, what is this? I downloaded it. But I've never seen it. It was one of those things that, like, you know, it's in the hard drive, but it was among other stuff, and like other stuff more interesting to me. So.
I'm one of those people who, I don't really enjoy children's shows. Like, when I was a kid, obviously I did, but I've tried watching Adventure Time, and I'm kind of like, I can see the appeal, and it's fun, and I would probably love it when I was like 9 or 10, but as an adult, the only children's show I like is Avatar: The Last Airbender. I mean, that's probably...
Interestingly enough, same here. It's like, Avatar The Last Airbender, I love it, except when it's... I don't know if you get my meaning, but it's trying to be a kid's show. Like, there are points where, like, the humor is obviously, it's...
Sokka, did you eat the last rice ball?
That sort of thing. That sort of... I don't want to call it juvenile humor... Yeah. But it's looking down on its audience.
I don't think it does it that much.
And it doesn't do it that much. That's the thing. Like, as a series as a whole, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially, like, the last season, it's amazing.
Oh, my God,
but, like, in the earlier episodes, when it's like, this is a kid's show, and we're going to do kid humor, it's like, kids can laugh at sophisticated humor.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Newsflash, kids are not as dumb as you're saying you pretend they are. So... I like it. I like a child's show if it doesn't treat the audience.
Yeah.
Like they're stupid.
Were there any kid shows when you were growing up that were like that?
No. Well, I think educational shows were smarter than they are now.
Yeah.
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. Yeah. The TV show I talked to you before that you've never heard of, Square One.
Yeah, I was too young for that.
They don't, 3-2-1 Contact. 3-2-1 Contact.
3-2-1 Contact.
That was a little bit more mature,
that was like,
I guess you could
that
say.
That was just like, educational for classroom stuff,
yeah,
right?
But those were all definitely within, like, and the way, in the order they'd aired them, it would be Mr. Rogers, then Sesame Street, then 3-2-1 Contact was when I was growing up. I think it became Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, and then Square One when I got older. But they were, that order seemed to be like, that progressive order seemed to be like, the age audience, the audience.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, and even Mr. Rogers, he would talk to kids,
yep.
but he would not talk down to them.
Right, yeah, and
that was
exactly.
one of the things I really loved about him, mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And yeah. even Sesame Street, I mean, it's gotten worse these days, I think.
Oh, really? I haven't seen Sesame Street forever.
Well, like, one of the things, I mean, this is a story that probably people have heard, who were fans of the LEOG, the League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen, have heard before, mm-hmm. but there was an episode, like, they dealt with death on Sesame Street. Like, one of the characters,
yes!
Mr. Looper, died.
Oh, God.
And they dealt with that. Mm-hmm. They even had a TV special where Big Bird basically talks to death.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I just saw where they kind of tell him. Like, mm-hmm. Big Bird's like, well, when's he coming back?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to cry,
yeah.
look that up on YouTube and just be like, he's like, but he was my friend. I'm like, yeah. fuck you, Sesame Street!
But it did it in like...
that people don't normally say. Fuck you, Sesame Street.
But it did it in a... It didn't treat kids... It didn't shield
yeah.
kids from that story.
Yeah, because they were like, well, he's not coming back when Big yeah. Bird asks if he's coming back.
I mean, they're trying to break it to him lightly, obviously. They're trying to, like... They don't want to give him the... He's fucking dead! They don't
he's
want to
dead, you idiot!
You know, get over it! No, they're not trying to do that, but...
That's why Big Bird must kill.
But it's real, and it's not... Can't, like, sugar-coated or anything yeah. like that. I also loved Reading Rainbow.
Yes!
I mean...
They're bringing it back, apparently. It's like a Kickstarter, I think?
Yeah, have you heard... have you seen the interview with LeVar Burton on why it got canceled?
No!
Because of No Child Left Behind.
Explain.
It's on YouTube. If you look it up, he can. LeVar Burton can make, you know, he can.
He can explain anything.
He can explain much more eloquently than I could.
And I'm fine
without
with
all my ums and uhs. But yeah. he basically says that because No Child Left Behind dictated that they needed to teach stuff, like they needed to teach how to read, but. Reading mm-hmm. Rainbow was not a show about teaching how to read.
It was like it was recommending books.
It was teaching the joy of reading.
Yeah.
Which is not part, that was not like in the sort of-
Reading isn't fun!
It wasn't in the category of an educational show. An educational show had to teach how to do something.
Yeah.
And so it didn't fit in those parameters, and so that's why it got the axe.
Is that why Sesame Street changed to be more like
possibly
like 1, 2, 3? I don't know.
No, it's always been about that.
Yeah.
No,
it's always been about 1, 2, 3.
I mean, if it wasn't about that, it would have gone off the air.
Yeah.
So I mean, Sesame Street has always been about teaching. Teaching how to read, how to.
But they also used to have like
numbers and things like that.
Little shorts of like an elephant playing with a barrel or something like that. Or
I haven't watched Sesame Street in a long time, so I don't know how.
Or like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, I always liked when he would go to a factory or something.
Oh, and he would...
Yeah.
He would
He'd be like, this is how honey is made.
On location, those sort of things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I remember when he died.
Yeah, that
Everybody
dies. He has the same birthday as me.
Oh, really?
March 20th. So I always felt a little connection there. And just like,
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we're starting off in a somber mood. How long have we been talking? We've been talking,
about
like 20
minutes. Bronies and Sesame Street.
But yeah, speaking about the Bronies things, anyways, the reason why
I just showed Toshi my cell phone background is like just a giant picture of Soulless Sam.
Jarpad.
And he's
my
like,
train of thought just totally went, okay.
I just love it because it's like, it's saying like, I don't give a shit about you or your thoughts. And it's like, you know what? I kind of hope you do die.
Anyway. This is probably a bad thing, but like, the existence of bronies and cloppers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of used to that. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't like it!
I don't like it, but it's just like, I've been sort of acclimated to it because of the existence of Japanese otaku. Who are kind of the same. I'm not saying they're all that way, but there are those who are that way.
So the My Little Ponies are supposed to be kind of like preteen age, like they act kind of preteen.
I don't know. Teen, like I said, I haven't seen so.
I don't mind. You know what? Rule 34. I'm all for it. I think it's 34 or something like.
If we're wrong, that's what I'm going to title this episode. It's rules, whatever.
It's rule, whatever. Anyways. Number 69. I don't know. I'm all for it. You know what? Make porn of Alf. I don't care. This is actually somebody like, I was talking about fan fiction and someone, the first thing they asked was, is there Alf fan fiction? And yes, there is, but it's not explicit, so I don't care.
Well, considering how this series ended, I'm fairly certain it is.
Did Alf die?
It ended where he was discovered, and it ends with him surrounded by cops and all that. And, like it ended on a cliffhanger, where he gets discovered and captured, and they did, and it got canceled, so they never continued from there. So by all accounts, he got discovered and dissected, and he's fucking dead. So
he's like someone's like fur hat right now. Ugh.
Who knows? But anyways, yeah. Considering how it ended, I'm sure someone wanted it to go out on a
some speculative note. Fiction about Elf
or his great escape from Area 51 or whatever.
But yeah, so like I am all for it. Like, be creative, and who cares? Great if you make your favorite characters bang. That's great. But my problem is, I think that because they're children, basically.
It's kind of
tweens,
like,
teens.
Be aware, make porn of it if you want, but be aware, like, don't make it accessible. For people, like, it's gonna damage.
Yeah. Right. Like, certain series that I enjoy have extensive archives of fan fiction and fan art. Mm-hmm.
There's even some Japanese pornographic.
There's even a whole shelf in this one store. Yeah. I've heard. Yes. Not that I've looked.
You don't have pictures.
Not that I own any.
You don't have pictures at all.
No.
Any photographs of any of these books.
No, because they don't want them posted online, that's why. I mean, I wouldn't know that anyway. But the thing is, the intended audience for those are late teens to adults, and...
I mean, you're not going to have a six-year-old looking up Supernatural.
Who said it was Supernatural? It was Supernatural.
Anyway, how could it not be Supernatural?
Somebody, I saw, a picture of it at a convention. Somebody had, their probably 4 or 5-year-old dressed up like Cass. And I was like, four or five-year-old doesn't watch that show. Yeah, okay, this is another thing that really bothers me. When adults... use their children to,
as props.
As props. Yeah. There was actually a BuzzFeed article that was, 20 kids who have no idea what they're dressed as for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And there was a baby dressed as Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Oh, my God.
And what's so the wrong. Other character's name?
Jesse.
Mm-hmm. And then there was, there was a kid dressed like a condom. Like a 7-8-year-old kid. Dressed as, a Trojan condom. It's just the wrapper, not, the actual... What is wrong with parents? They were probably this is gonna be really, really funny. Let's dress up little Mike as a condom wrapper. Ugh, sorry. I'm not a parent. Yeah. I shouldn't judge. But I'm judging. So shut the fuck up.
I think you can judge... I think you can judge there in that case.
Even when, parents dress up their, toddler as Doctor Who, I'm like, your kid didn't see Doctor Who, and if your child watched Doctor Who, they probably wouldn't like it because they don't understand it. I mean, in my day, kids dressed up like, I was a tiger for, 3 years, and my brother was a dinosaur, and, I think when my brothers got old enough, they were Indiana Jones, 5 years in a row. And I was, Laura Ingalls Wilder for, 3 years.
Okay.
Back in my day. Back on the prairie.
But, anyways, trying to get pull the topic screaming and kicking and screaming back to what I was trying to say earlier.
Yes,
it's
sorry.
Like, in Japan, I mean, I've gotten used to it because it's Japanese. I'm not happy about that fact that I'm used to it. There's another one recently. It's called, there's an anime. It's not for kids.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, it is. No, it's very much for kids.
Just kidding.
No, it's called iCuts, which is short for Idle Katsudo, which is
basically... Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard the news about that, too.
What?
There's video games of it in game centers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, in arcades, it's kind of like, how to explain? Well, basically, they're games for kids, and kids can, like, they have their own little medals and or cards, or whatever they use. I'm not sure which these games use. I've never played one myself, but they're for kids, they're for small girls. And, I don't know, they use these cards or medals or something to get the data from them, and then they can have to do something on the screen.
Do the something, whatever.
That's the important thing I'm trying to get to is that kids have trouble playing these games because there's a line of elder men always playing them. And, yeah. There's even a term, they're called Aikatsu Ojisan. Which is an Aikatsu, I guess you call elder man.
Yeah.
They're
Ojisan is like uncle. But it's also what you call like men who are older than you.
Yeah. People who are not older brother age, who have reached the age of your father.
Mm-hmm.
That they call it Ojisan, but
yeah,
it's become
a creepy uncle.
Yeah, okay, quite literally creepy uncle sort of thing. Yeah, it's that they actually have the term Aikatsu Ojisan in Japan, and yeah, it's like reading about that, it's kind of troubling.
Yeah, I mean, Japan's old hat with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
taking stuff that's like intended for kids, or stuff that includes underage characters and making it quite adult. I think we've talked about doujinshi and fan manga, that kind of stuff. It's like fan fiction, but visual, and it can be very sick and very stimulating if you find the elf doujinshi. I'm kidding.
I'm tempted to do a search.
I did. I looked up elf.
You did?
Fan fiction, but it was like rated G or something like that. So I was like, not interested. Because I'm a sicko. But I'm not a brony. I'm not a clopper. Right. I said a cropper.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So what has been going on in Japan?
It's been a slow news week.
Aside from the typhoon.
Typhoon and a volcano!
Yeah, Japan is a...
Japan versus the volcano.
It's in... where is it again? It's in, like, Nagano, which is north of here.
Yeah, it's like an hour on the Shinkansen, on the bullet train.
The north just can't...
It's called...
Get a break.
Mount Ontake?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Anyways, but, like, the north, like, first they have the earthquake, and then they have the nuclear reactor meltdown, and now they have a volcano. It's not Fukushima, but it's...
No.
No. In terms of latitude, I can never get that right. But it's north. It's in the northern, it's...
Latitude!
It's borderline Tohoku region.
Yeah.
Technically, it's the Kanto region, which includes Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
The mainland of Japan is divided into areas. The northern area is called the Tohoku region.
Mm-hmm.
Fukushima is in the Tohoku region.
Mm-hmm.
Nagano, where this volcano is not the Tohoku region, but it's close. It's very close. It's borderline. So, yeah, the north just can't get a break. So, this volcano has started erupting. Actually, not started. It was a dormant?
I'm not sure. I actually don't really know anything about it.
Well, anyways, a volcano has started blowing ash into the air.
And over 50 people are confirmed dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Speaking of which, I try to watch the news when I can. Like, that's the only thing I watch on TV because I can't really stand watching TV in Japan because it's dumb.
Yeah.
But the news, I caught the news the other day and it was hard.
Why?
It was really hard. Because they announced that they had managed to identify, like, this was when they thought only, like, I think, like, 48 people were dead.
Yeah.
They hadn't found more or learned about more. Mm-hmm. But, like, they basically recovered, like, 48 people, and they mm-hmm. identified all the bodies.
Ooh.
And so they had pictures, like, of the families talking about
it.
And it was, like, hard to watch.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. It was... Yeah. Anyways.
Man.
Like... I'm not going to talk about it because
it's not.
Anyways, but yeah, there's a volcano that's erupted in Japan. An interesting thing is, like, they talked to a specialist,
mm-hmm.
and they asked him, like, so what can we do so that this never happens again? Like, you know, and he's like,
tell the Earth not to erupt.
He was just like, it's easy. Nobody climbed the mountain again.
Build houses at the base of a volcano.
Keep everybody away from the volcano. Don't have anybody climb it ever again, and people won't die. And he later on went on Twitter and was just like, I was kind of flabbergasted that they asked me such a stupid fucking question. Like, if they'd asked me what we'd learn from this, what sort of lessons there were to be, you know, that we could, you know, pass on to younger generations, things, you know, precautions, things like that we could do, or, like, what we've learned about volcanoes, stuff like that. I could have given, like, tons of stuff to talk about, but they just asked me, like, how do we prevent this from ever happening again?
Yeah.
It's really simple. You can't prevent the volcano from erupting, so all you can do to prevent people from dying is just, like, have them not be here or what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with, like, hurricanes or earthquakes. Like, you could just not live where there are earthquakes or hurricanes, but that's easier said than done. I mean, like, Tokyo is on a fault line.
Yeah.
Where are people going to go?
I believe Mount Fuji is dormant.
Yeah, Mount Fuji is technically a volcano.
Yeah, it's not technically a volcano.
It is, technically. Yeah,
but
it hasn't erupted
in long
like,
time.
Thousands of years or something.
But
like
it
that.
Is still dormant. So
it's just
not
waiting for Godzilla.
It's not a dead volcano. I think. Have you ever read? I don't think you've never read. There's a manga called Dragonhead.
No.
And they did make a live action movie about it, but it's a disaster movie. Not disaster. It's a disaster story. It's a disaster manga, and it's basically spoilers. It's about Mount Fuji erupting. And interestingly enough, like because this is a manga I read shortly after I came back to Japan, and obviously spending such a long time in the U.S., I was not accustomed to the idea of volcanoes.
Yeah.
So,
Northeast of the U.S., we don't really have volcanoes. Yeah. I know you have volcanoes in, like, Alaska
and Washington.
And I
was reading the manga, and I was just like, it starts out, like, they're on a train, there's a class on a train, I think they're coming or going from a class trip or something like that, and then they're passing through a tunnel, and then there's a huge earthquake, there's this huge, like, sound of a huge explosion, there's a huge earthquake, and, like, it's, you know, and, like, pretty much everybody dies, except for, like, three people.
Wow.
It's, like, the main character, his, like, one of his friends,
and
the heroine, the girl. And
is she a cute schoolgirl?
Course. Anyways, but like, and it's.
When are we gonna have a Japanese disaster movie where it's just a bunch of like ugly fat people?
When you can just take the disaster out of that. When are we gonna have a Japanese movie that's not about romance?
Anyway.
What I'm trying to get is like, so I was reading the manga, it's like that this is a survival thing, that all this shit's happening. I was reading it, but they don't explicitly say that it's a volcano.
Mm hmm.
But anybody living in Japan, any Japanese person reading that manga would know that it's a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the signs are there.
Yeah.
I was wondering what would happen. Like, did a bomb, like, was there a nuclear explosion? Like, there's this ash falling from the sky. Oh, is that radioactive? Are they fucked? And it's just like, what is all this? And then it comes towards the end and shows up, like, basically Mount Fuji erupted.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, like, I didn't realize that.
You didn't
that.
Put two didn't and put, two together. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw, like, when Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines erupted in the early 90s. I remember, as a kid, I had a ton of dreams about volcanoes erupting and, like, watching it erupt from the distance and seeing, like, the clouds, like, the ash clouds. Because that eruption, if I'm remembering correctly, I saw a documentary, like, as an adult years later. Basically, it looked like they had a massive blizzard, but it was all ash from the volcano. Like, the ground, the buildings, the trees were completely covered in white. And it was absolutely surreal just looking at it. And, like, there was a, in the documentary I saw about it, they had, like, some volcano researchers, literally trying to outrun the, like, cloud, and they had a camera, like, on the back of a Jeep or something like that. It was like Twister, but with a volcano. And because they were, like, at some station near the volcano, and they were like, we can't leave yet. We have to keep studying for science.
And this tape was all that was found.
they all survived. It's I can't remember what channel. It was probably Discovery Channel that came out with that documentary. But it was a really good documentary because it was they had a ton of footage of it because it was the early 90s, and I guess everybody had camcorders. So, yeah. I mean, nowadays it would be cell phones, but
Nowadays it would all of the video would be vertical and with black bars on each side. Piss the hell out of me.
Oh yeah. And, like, shaky.
Hold your fucking phone.
People doing selfies in front of the volcano. I'm kawaii. Sorry. Anyway, yeah.
Typhoon.
Speaking
of, yes. Too. Speaking of which, Japan is currently, we have, I think it's Typhoon 18?
It's called Fanfone. Phanfone. I don't even know what that means.
But that's not the Japanese title. The Japanese title is Typhoon 18. And it's headed straight for the mainland. It usually, like, this happens almost every year. There's always, every year or every other year, there's always a major typhoon that's hitting straight, and they're always, like, talking, you know,
this is going to be the one.
This is it. Yeah. You know, this is Tokyo's Katrina. And I've been here for, I've lived in Japan on and off for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened once.
Yeah, like, typhoons are not as powerful as hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And where we are in, Kanto, it's far enough north that it doesn't get the
even
tropical.
Even if it hits,
yeah.
it's lost a whole lot of its momentum.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
It's just a lot of wind.
Usually,
rain.
Kyushu, the southern islands, they get torn the fuck up.
Yeah, they would be, like, the equivalent of, like, Georgia or South Carolina in the U.S. in terms of, like, getting hit by hurricanes.
Yeah.
Like, tons of rain and flooding.
Yeah.
If your building isn't sound, probably stuff getting blown off. But, like I said, typhoons are not usually as strong as hurricanes. So, I'm always of the mindset of, it's not going to be that bad.
No. But on the off chance that it is, they always have to report.
Yeah.
And, like, warn. So,
I should probably go buy food and water. I have, like, nothing in my house.
Well, if I were you, I would get food and water because for the next day or so, it's going to be, like, I mean, it's raining now.
Yeah.
And the rain's only going to get worse. I mean, the wind is probably going to pick up a bit. It's not going to be blow you off your feet and suck you up into the sky into a vortex sort of thing. But
damn it.
It's going to be enough that, like, going outdoors is not going to be fun.
I don't mind.
And tying back into the volcano stuff, one of the major things that they're kind of words escape me. Get a thesaurus. One of the things they're really worried about right now is the ash, the volcanic ash and the rain mixing.
Yeah.
And creating massive landslides of volcanic ash, which is very, very, very fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
So it's like quicksand on, like, it's like a flow of quicksand, I guess is the easiest way to explain it would be. And, yeah, so that's the approaching typhoon has kind of made the rescue efforts
worse.
Worse, yes.
Not as...
Not worse, but not so much worse as in impossible. They have, like, all the rescue teams have basically evacuated from the mountain for the time being. So, and apparently, like, they're not... is anyone still missing?
I'm sure.
I'm fairly
sure. Yeah, there's got to be people who are missing. Yeah. Anyway, don't get stuck in a volcano. Mm-hmm. It could be the end of you. I'm just saying, volcanoes, don't mess with that shit.
I'm going to leave you dangling. I want to just, like, stay quiet and try to see how long I could make you dangle there. Anyway, so I guess in more positive news, has anything good been happening with you recently?
Nope.
Okay. well, leading us to, I guess what we could call this semi-topic this episode is I went to Disney.
Disney!
I went to Disneyland, or Tokyo Disneyland.
Yes.
And Japan has borderline and unhealthy obsession.
Borderline? Over the line. That's the thing.
Well, some people. Okay. Yeah. This is the thing. It's like, I think I've gotten indoctrinated a bit. Because mm-hmm. I've always been one who looks at Disney as a company.
Yeah.
I don't give them the blanket, you know, pass. Mm-hmm. Just because it's Disney, it's going to be good. Or just because it's Disney, it's going to be mm-hmm. this or that. I try to judge what comes out of Disney as itself and not because it's something from Disney. And
right.
I look at Disney as itself, as not as just like a producer of dreams for kids or families and like happy and magic and all that, but also because I look at it as a company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
But going to Disneyland, and walking around,
mm-hmm.
and
the lines,
and the lines,
and the crowds,
and the crowds. I'll get to that later. But I gotta say, like, it's not. I think I've been overly skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
your first time?
No, this is the first time in 20 years, though.
Oh wow,
yeah. I'm old, but that's something else. I'll also get back to. Mm-hmm. But
being old,
I think, like, my non-exposure to Disneyland for, like, that long amount of time has sort of hardened me into an old cynical mm-hmm. fart. And, you know, actually going there and experiencing, like, you know, the atmosphere of Disneyland, I'm okay with it. I was like, it's not, to me, looking at it, it wasn't as cultish as I used to think it was.
You went to land, not sea?
Not sea, no.
So, Tokyo... Well, it's not really in Tokyo. It's in Chiba.
Yeah.
Japan has two Disneylands right next to each other. Disneyland and Disney Sea.
Yes.
I've been to both. Mm-hmm. Have you been to?
No, I've not been to Sea. I've been to Land.
I'm not a big fan of waiting in line.
Mm.
And that's kind of what you do most of the time. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they have something called Fast Passes.
Yes, I was going
to
get that.
But you got to get there early to grab them all up. So basically what you got to do is you get to the park when it opens, and you go around and you grab all the Fast Passes for the rides you want to do. No?
They've changed that.
You can't do that.
I know, you can't. You can only get one every 2 hours.
What?
Yep.
Okay. So I went... last year, last summer.
I think they ran into the problem with people just like going around.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, going grabbing up all as many fast passes as they can. So
we went to Disneyland and we got a fast pass for every ride we wanted to do except for Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the one that I really wanted. Well, I wanted to do Space Mountain wasn't open. I really wanted to do that. And Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It was open, but the line was just like the only fast pass that was available was for like 9 p.m. and we got there at 9 a.m. and I was like, 12 hours at Disney? No, thank you. But we did see the Captain EO thing, which is closed now.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't, like, I was looking through my girlfriend the guidebook and I was like, Captain EO's not in this. I was like, I didn't bring it up, but.
It closed like in June this year. Nah. Did you do the Star Wars?
Yes, the Star Tours. Yes.
That was fun.
Star Tours, I was surprisingly fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what sort of brought me over. Mm-hmm. Like, when I went in, I was just like, okay, it's Disneyland. I wasn't all, like, light of magic, sort of.
Yeah.
But then I got, we went into Star, like, we got a fast pass for Space Mountain. And then, so what what do we do in the meantime? So, Star Tours is right near, it's the same area. We went to Star Tours, got into, relative, like, the wait was, like, 20 minutes.
Really?
Which is odd because the day, it was crowded as fuck.
But did you go on a weekend?
We went on a weekday. It was, like, Monday. And yet it was, I think it's because, like, a lot of people had, a lot of kids had their athletic festival, the Taiksai, on Saturday, which means they had an extra, like, they went on Saturday, so they got, so they got Monday off. And so there was just a ton of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like, yeah, I went with my girlfriend, and she was like, she'd never seen it this crowded before either. So, and it, she was fairly certain that they were, like, they were restricting entry as well.
Wow.
They do that sometimes, like when it gets too crowded, they restrict entry because if they don't, nobody can get on anything.
Yeah, and then it's like also a fire hazard, like if there's some kind of emergency, people can't get out.
Yeah, so they have
That's
to.
That's crazy.
But, we weren't sure, but it was, she was fairly certain they probably did. And, but we got to go on Star Tours and this, I think, they remade Star Tours into the Star
that
Wars
was,
ride.
Yeah. That's why I went last year. I went, it was a couple months after they announced that Disney acquired the rights to Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to wait a couple months. So they announced it, I think, in May. I think it was, like, on May the 4th of 2013.
I forget when, but yeah.
And I was like, that means there's going to be a ton of Star Wars merch.
Yeah.
At Disneyland. So I was just like, I'm going to wait a couple months for them to, like, put out all the merch. And so I went in that July, and yeah, I bought a lot of Star Wars stuff because I kind of like to collect Star Wars stuff. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest Star Wars fan by far, but I like,
that's Jason Murphy.
I collect Star Wars t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And accessories and stuff like that, just because I like them. If you ever go to Japan, listening audience, check out Uniqlo. They have like a graphic tee section.
Uniqlo is spelled Uniqlo.
Yeah. It's kind of like Old Navy in the US.
Yeah. Very much.
And they have different Star Wars graphic tees for men, women, and boys, like, every month. So, like, every couple months I'll go into Uniqlo and buy the, like, boys' tees, because I don't like the women's that much. And the boys' ones, actually, they fit me. And I've got some really cool
Japanese
designs.
Men have large tits.
You're just distracted. and they're really cheap. Like, the little boys' ones, I think, are only 900 yen, and then the men's are, like, 1,200.
Which
is,
like, $9, $12, or something about.
So, and they're cotton tees, but the designs are really cool. Like, my favorite one is, white. It's a white t-shirt with, like, the schematics of, like, TIE fighters.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, it has, on the front, it has all the, like, Imperial, ships, and on the back, it has the Rebel ships. It's, like, my favorite t-shirt I own. I don't wear it that much, because I don't want to, like, ruin it. But yeah, so, that's when I went to Disneyland, to get all the stuff, and go on the Star Wars ride, and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, Star Tours is now Star Wars The Ride.
But,
and which version did you see? Did you experience? Because there's more than one.
It was the prequels one. Because they had, like, there's more than one?
It's randomized, apparently.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Ours was, like, it looked like it took place, like, between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Because, like, you were not Anakin, but they mentioned something, and like the ships were like the prequel style.
Yeah.
Like, they were, you know, too shiny and sleek and stuff like that. So,
well,
and you go through Coruscant.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's different from what what I went. I went, we started off at basically a shuttle bay, and then like a bunch of stormtroopers showed up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you blast off. I think C-3PO's at the controls unintentionally.
Yeah.
Like he gets
He's in it for all of them,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm fairly certain. And, you know, you go flying on Hoth, you go flying on Naboo, and all that stuff, but...
You don't go to Coruscant?
Nope, I didn't go to Coruscant.
Oh, okay.
But there is a version which has Darth Vader in it. And... I found out about that later, I was mm-hmm. so glad I didn't. Because honestly, for me, Darth Vader is James Earl Jones, and no disrespect to the Japanese voice actor who does Darth Vader's voice.
Yeah.
I looked up now. Yeah. I think it's Toru Ohira. And yeah. No disrespect to him. I mean, he's a great voice actor mm-hmm. and all that, but Darth Vader's James Earl Jones.
Yeah, like, you can't take that away.
And I don't want to see Darth Vader speaking in Japanese. I've never watched a dubbed version of Star Wars.
Really?
I've never. Because I don't want to see Darth Vader speaking in another voice.
Yeah, there's some voices like Darth Vader, Homer Simpson is another one that like, when I lived in Canada, it was on the French language mm-hmm. channel, and like once in a while I would flip it to that, and I was like, no, wrong. And the voice is actually pretty close in the French Canadian dub, mm-hmm. But nope.
There's that sort of like, disconnect. Yeah. It's like something's off.
And like one time I watched Doctor Who in the Japanese dub.
There's a Japanese dub.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like okay. Rose, it was like series 2 or something like mm-hmm. that, because David Tennant was in it. Mm. And it was just like, no, this is so wrong. So very wrong.
Wow. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, that's another thing is Wreck-It Ralph. Which
yeah.
is called titled Sugar Rush in Japan.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before. Yeah.
Okay. Have we mentioned it? I forget. Mm-hmm. I forget. We talk about some shit. But it does not have did not have a sub version in the movies. I think mm-hmm. I mentioned this before. If I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. But yeah, it did not have a sub version when it came out in Japan mm-hmm. in the theaters because Japanese test audiences thought that the character, the little girl.
Well, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, but yeah. She sounded too old. Like, she sounded like...
Really?
Sarah
Silverman sounds like a child.
Well, in the Japanese, what the voice quality that Japanese people are used to.
Yeah.
She sounded...
She had to sound like this?
Yeah, she didn't sound like a little girl. She sounded too old, apparently. But...
Anyways,
that's sort of getting derailed, but... So anyways, we went to Star Tours, and then after that, we went around, we did the Roger Rabbit, the ride, and...
I didn't even know that existed.
Yep, there's a section of Disneyland called Toontown, and yeah, it's a ride in there, Roger Rabbit.
Oh, wait, isn't that for, like, little kids only?
No.
Oh, really? I didn't go in that part of the park, because I thought it was for little kids.
And I had to explain to my girlfriend Roger, the movie. Like, it turns out, like, I've seen... Like, I thought, like, as we were saying earlier, like, Japan mm-hmm. has an obsession with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And people have seen, like, you know, watching Disney movies, seeing Disney movies is kind of the thing. And everyone's seen all the movies. Or so I thought. But it turns out I've seen more Disney movies than my girlfriend has. So I had to, like, explain.
Some of them are not popular. Like, Pocahontas, Mulan,
mm-hmm.
Princess and the Frog. Gee, I'm sensing a theme here.
Gee.
What could it be? Even, like, The Lion King is not popular here.
The Lion King is popular in its musical form.
Yeah, right. the stage live, musical.
The stage musical. But yeah. The Lion King, it was too close to, well, it's based on.
Yeah.
Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah.
Because it was initially supposed to be an adaptation mm-hmm. of Kimba the White Lion, but
the
deal fell through
yeah.
and they had all the stuff. And so they went and
made a movie. The stuff.
They had all the assets and everything mm-hmm. that they were building up, and so they just changed everything apparently.
When I went to Disney World when I was 7 years old, mm-hmm. it was the only time I've been to any of the Disneys in the US, mm-hmm. they were working on the animation for The Lion King, and like, you know, you could like go kind of through the studios, wow. the animation studios. Back then, mm-hmm. I don't think they have it anymore. It's kind of like it was kind of like an aquarium mm-hmm. of like animators. Mm-hmm. So there was like a whole room. It was for the tourists. Yeah. So it was probably not like by far not the majority of the animators. Mm-hmm. But they were like, I remember just like they had a ton of pictures of lions, like mm-hmm. Photographs of lions wow. and different animals. And like, the tour guide or whoever the announcement or something like that was like, this is for the new Disney feature film entitled The Lion King. And I was like, because I was in a phase where I wanted everything to be cats. Everything had to be a cat. Mm-hmm. I was a cat. My family was cats. It was a very short phase. But, like, I freaked out. When I saw that, I was really excited.
My only trip to Disney World was ruined by a TV special on kidnapping.
What?
We went with my two brothers and I and my mother and my grandmother. The mm-hmm. five of us went and I think it was like 3 or 4 days we spent, like mm-hmm. we stayed at the hotel. And I think like the first or second night in the hotel, we were watching TV. My brothers and I were watching TV, and my mother and my grandmother were off having dinner or something, and we were watching TV, and a TV special on kidnapping came up,
mm-hmm.
and it scared the living fuck out of us.
Really?
And it was like, there was talk about real cases of kidnapping,
yeah.
and like apparently some kid who like, you know, who got kidnapped, and then he found him later, like with his head buried in the sand, and he was just like, and hearing all this shit, it's just like, yeah, I was like, 8 or 9.
Oh, like, you're like really impressionable.
Like really, yeah, I was like, and it scared the ever living fuck out of me. And so the very next day we got separated from my mother and my grandmother. So the three of us, and we'd all three had seen it, and we didn't say anything to each other, but we were all scarred.
Oh my God.
All three of us were scarred, and yeah. so we got separated. And they had the passes for the monorail, so mm-hmm. we couldn't get back to the hotel. We were lost in an amusement park, which was, as far as we know, filled with kidnappers.
Everyone's a kidnapper.
And we were And it started to rain, it's so
dramatic.
Yeah, it started to rain, and so my brother, we pulled together whatever like little bits of cash we had,
yeah.
and bought a poncho, and like. The three of us were trying to go through the rain in a poncho for one. And just like, and my eldest brother was just like, fuck it. And he was like, well, he didn't say fuck it. We weren't allowed to swear at the time. But he basically.
Oh yeah, 8-year-old you was so badass. Yeah. Fuck it.
But my older brother was just like, screw it. And he just ran ahead of us. And like, you two used the poncho. And he was running ahead of us into the rain. We were trying mm-hmm. We were trying to find like the Lost and Found for Kids. I don't know what it's called.
Whatever that's called.
The help center, whatever. But we tried to find that. And I mean, we were probably never in any real danger.
Yeah.
And we were fine.
How long were you lost for?
I don't know. Like, when you're like, your psyche is like,
yeah.
your tension is like stretched to its limit, time passes differently.
Yeah.
And we were probably separated from like maybe an hour at the most.
Wow,
like,
that's pretty long.
Total. I mean, we were probably running through the rain for maybe 15 minutes to mm-hmm. 30 minutes.
About. So you went to like the center,
yeah,
lost children.
Yeah, and we had them call our hotel, and turns out our mother hadn't come back or had gone to dinner or something like that.
She's like. Your mom didn't even
No, she assumed that we had the we had our own passes
and
that we could go.
How old was your older brother?
He was about 15 at the time.
Oh.
So.
What was he panicking about?
The thing is, like, the TV special, I don't even know why they were showing up at Disney, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm sure they would have censored it or something, like, they would have controlled what TV could be shared.
Yeah, like, aired. Disney has, like, channels with.
They have their own channels. Yeah. But it was like, and it was one of those cases where, like, we were mesmerized and we couldn't change. It's like, it was, well, you want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You want to know what's coming next, what they're starting, you know. So you can't change the channel.
Yeah.
And so they're just talking about all these cases of kidnappings. Like, and one of the things they were talking about was like the kid, like, you know, 16-year-old kid getting kidnapped. Mm-hmm. My brother was like, wow, that kid's like almost as, like, that kid's older than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he,
I could get kidnapped too.
But he was saying it that I was like, wow, that kid's older than me. He sounded very nonchalant about it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, wow, that's an interesting fact. But in retrospect, he was scared too. It's just like, you know, I'm fairly certain he's listening to this podcast now. I don't know how he finds me on social media, but I really don't. Like, he found my Japanese Twitter account, and that was something I hadn't told anyone about and anything like that. But for some reason, all of a sudden,
family online?
I don't know how he found
it. I don't do that.
I'm fairly certain he's listening to all these podcasts. But
hi, Toshi's brother!
Hi! But I'm fairly certain, like, my older brother, he was also, like, he was 1.5 years older than me, mm-hmm. so he was probably, like, 10 or 11. But, yeah, we talked about this recently, and, yeah, he was scared, too. And so, like, yeah, that kind of ruined our Disney World.
Man, everybody has, like, that lost when you're a child thing. Story. I mean, I've never gotten
once.
You know, yeah.
I've had
my older brother was the type who would get distracted by something and just, like, wander off.
Hmm.
I shouldn't even be telling. Well, he doesn't listen to this, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
When we were on a school trip to Chicago, my older brother's was a grade ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go see the musical Ragtime. And before we went to the musical, we all went to the Rainforest Cafe. Mm-hmm. Do you know the Rainforest Cafe?
No.
Oh my God. So it's the biggest tourist trap ever. It's a theme restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the theme is, it's a rainforest. And all the menu items are like jungle themed and stuff. And they're like waterfalls and there's a gift shop. Well, there was one in Chicago and there's a couple in different cities in the U.S. It's kind of like the Cheesecake Factory. Like that kind of, you don't know the Cheesecake Factory? Oh my God, the Cheesecake Factory is the best thing in the world. But that's a different story, and I'm hungry, so I'm like just thinking about it. But yeah, so like we went as a school trip with the music department, I guess. So I was in orchestra and my brother was in band.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in separate buses, and my older brother was like, I don't know you, don't acknowledge me. Don't even look at me. We're not related. He was 13 and I was 12.
Okay, so he's that age. Where it's just like,
no, he was like that all the time. Okay. Like even when we were little, he was like that.
My family does not exist.
Yeah. I don't know you. You're embarrassing.
Hmm.
I am embarrassing. I'll admit that. But yeah, so, we went to the Rainforest Cafe and we all went back on the two buses that we were on, mm-hmm. and the teachers were supposed to do attendance. And the one on my brother's bus did not
the
do...
The one time they don't...
Did not do attendance. And my... so we go to the theater. I can't remember the name of it in Chicago. It's pretty famous, whatever the main theater is for, like, musicals and stuff. And after Act 1, during mm-hmm. intermission, one of the chaperones comes over to me and says, "Have you seen your brother?" And I was like,
"I love it when
no?
I love it when they open with a question."
Yeah. Sarah, have you seen your brother? And I'm like, "Have you seen my brother, adult person who's supposed to be responsible for him?" And of course, this was before cell phones and stuff like that. So, like, there was a big panic. Where is
Sarah's brother?
Sarah's brother. I don't want to say his name just in case. So they called the Rainforest Cafe and they were like, "Is there a 13-year-old boy wandering around there?" "Yes, there is." So my brother was in the gift shop, like looking at something, and then like turned around and everyone was gone, and he just kind of hung out there. Like my brother didn't even tell anyone. Like the first thing I would do would go up to the like register and be like, "My tour group left me behind.
Yeah.
I know exactly where they're going." And so like he was there for about an hour or maybe even longer, because we got through the whole first act of the musical Ragtime, which was probably 40 minutes to an hour, plus the commute time to the theater and settling in and all that kind of shit. It could have been up to 2 hours that he was missing. So, when they finally, like, somebody, one of the teachers took a cab, and picked him up. When we got back to, like, the school, mm-hmm. And our parents were all there to pick us up because it was kind of late. It was like 7 or something like that. So there are no school buses. Mm-hmm. I come off the bus. I see my mom and go, "Mom, guess what happened?" Like, all excited because I had a story.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, "What?" So mad.
Of course.
That teacher got fired. Not necessarily because of that incident, but that was one of many incidents that teacher was a part of, and he was just a bad teacher. He was the orchestra teacher, so he was my teacher. But that was like, and then of course the next year, maybe like the next semester of school, everyone was like, "Ha ha, Sarah's brother got lost. Sarah in the Rainforest Cafe." That was like the thing, like the Rainforest Cafe.
So if he wasn't embarrassed by you before, he definitely was now.
And I was embarrassed of him. Yeah, that was a good lost child story. So here's a lesson for chaperones and teachers. Take attendance before you leave anywhere, because kids get distracted and kids get left behind. So. Yeah.
Well, the
anyway.
Buddy system also works, but
yeah, but
unless they both, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways,
yeah.
But yeah, what were we talking about? We were talking about Disney. Yeah. So after we went to Star Tours, mm-hmm. we were waiting for the. Okay, so people who don't know the Fast Pass system, how it works, basically you can get a mm-hmm. special ticket that lets you bypass the standard line.
Yeah.
You get preference. So, but it's sort of like a reservation.
Yeah, you get a time.
Yeah, anyone who's been to Disneyland, probably they've implemented this everywhere because mm-hmm. fuck long lines. They're mm-hmm. like, Disney has gotten really good about this because they have an app mm-hmm. for a phone that will tell you, like, how long the wait is, even with the FastPass, mm-hmm. like, how long the wait is. They'll tell you how long it is without the FastPass.
Really?
Yeah. And they'll also tell you, like, what time the FastPass is available mm-hmm. for. And so it was very, very useful. Thank you, Disney. And mm-hmm. so, like, cause some of the lines are like 180 minutes, 3 hours. It's just like,
fuck. Yeah. When I went to Sea, Disney Sea has Tower of Terror, and that was the one I really wanted to go on. And the line was 180 yeah. minutes. And that was at like 5 p.m. I was like, yeah, I don't want to like wait.
Yeah.
Until 8.
I want to ride the Tower of Terror because I've never done that before.
Yeah,
but
it's always, like, apparently that's the one, that and the Indiana Jones ride in Sea mm-hmm. have the longest line.
Wow. But, yeah, but my girlfriend's afraid of heights, so she would never go.
Oh.
Yeah, and
but you don't see that you're high up. You just feel that you're high up.
Anyways. Yeah, but... Yeah, so after we went to that, we got fast passes to Splash Mountain mm-hmm. and what was it? Haunted Mansion, which is currently
it's
Halloween right now. So yeah. They're actually doing Nightmare Before Christmas. The whole thing was basically Nightmare Before
Christmas
themed, which is very convenient for Disney because it can encompass both Halloween and Christmas at the same time.
So they don't have Disney.
To yeah, it's smart. Yeah. They don't have to change it, but. Anyways, everything was... So, yeah, Disney's currently... It's Halloween-themed in Japan, which is kind of a new thing. Because mm-hmm. how long was it... Like, when did Halloween get introduced to Japan?
That's a good question. I mean, I think probably, like, in the 70s it got, like, introduced properly. Mm-hmm. But
it hasn't really...
The first Halloween I had here, mm-hmm. it was, like, nothing.
Yeah.
There was nothing. And now it's, like...
It's become a thing.
The biggest holiday... like Western holiday after Christmas.
Yeah.
Like Christmas is the date holiday.
It is the holiday.
Yeah.
Christmas and Valentine's. But Valentine's isn't technically a holiday, but Valentine's is an event.
And Halloween is a high holy holiday in my book. Do you have any plans? Do you do Halloween? Do you dress up and stuff?
I haven't really in a long time.
No?
No. But, I mean, I've thought about it. But, yeah, I know. But I've been an introvert I've been a shut-in for several years, so, yeah.
But dressing up in a costume is a good excuse to be something different and get it out. Like, that's why so many, like, nerds love to cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, culture guys, nerds, shut up, dorks.
But I don't...
Give me your lunch money.
I don't...
See, I'm actually secretly a bully, but, like...
It's a defense mechanism against...
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism, man. Yeah. Shut up.
I don't cosplay. I haven't dressed up in a very long time, so.
Last year I was a white spelled W-I-G-H-T from Game of Thrones. My own white.
Oh,
an undead wildling.
Sorry, wait. I can't say I haven't dressed up because I was in the stage group for a while, so I can't use
But that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
that's
like.
That's work. That's not. Anyways.
But. This year, I'm gonna try to do the Winter Soldier. But
which one? Which character?
The Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Bucky. Okay.
Bucky. Who the hell's Bucky?
Spoilers. Shit. I know there are people who
doesn't know that.
Well, like,
at this point,
so, like,
who's gonna see it?
Going on another extreme tangent. Just like that's the thing with spoilers for me. It's like.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people who haven't seen it. Like, no matter how old it is, you can say,
Rosebud,
like,
is his sled!
You can say, like, it's been out for decades.
Jesus dies at the end, and then he comes back.
It's been out for 3 years. It's been out for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been out for, you know, it's been out for 2 months. There are still people who haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people who won't be able to see it for a very long time. Like, they're, you know, you're, basically if you say something, like, if you're saying, if it's ingrained in the culture, like, Darth Vader's Luke's father. You can't really stop
that. Spoiler alert.
You can't stop people from knowing that. You can't stop people from learning that. Rosebud's another one.
Rudolph guides Santa's sleigh in the end. Because his nose is so bright. And Christmas is saved. Until next year. So she's like...
Anyways.
Fuck you. Wait.
Send me that image. I'm gonna put it on the page, Derek.
It's just like it's the face of like my true feeling whenever people talk, just to be like, I don't care if you choke on your own tongue right now. Shut the fuck up.
Anyways, I've lost all train
spoilers.
Of thought. Anyways, yeah, spoilers like
don't have an expiration date.
Yeah. I don't, like, again, like, there are things that you can't avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can avoid it, like, don't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that spoiler is revealed about halfway through the movie, so.
And that's kind of a thing that, like, very heavily hinted at.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there are multiple sources on that one, too.
A lot of things heavily hinted at in that movie.
But, anyways, but again, like, with spoilers, just like.
Yeah.
There are people who, a 10-year-old kid, you tell him all about Breaking Bad. He's not allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, a movie.
Would you tell a 10-year-old
about it? I don't know, like that's an
come around the fire,
like,
children, gather.
It's an extreme example, but, like, somebody, like, who can't, for some reason or whatsoever, who can't or has not been able to see something, and then you spoil it for them.
Yeah.
You've taken something away from them.
Yeah.
Again, like, it's a very complex issue. Like, I believe, like, there's a difference between hearing something and actually seeing it.
Yeah.
As well. That's why I close my eyes during spoilers for movies I know and don't see. Because it affects me differently. Although, once again, going on another tangent, I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes, not Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Guy who made the trailer, fuck you. Do not include shit from the third reel in your fucking trailer.
Oh. I don't even know what it is, but I'm not... Yeah, I want to see the movie, because...
You've seen the trailers?
Yeah.
You're going to go through the entire movie expecting something You're basically going to go through a movie expecting, like, it's either a line or there's a scene or something in the trailer.
Does one of the chimpanzees wear a cute little business suit and have, like, a little briefcase and it's like he's going to the office?
No, in the spoilers. And so, but you're going to go through the entire movie, like, expecting that. And so, like, as the movie unfolds, mm-hmm. you're basically going to go, when's that going to happen? But that hasn't happened yet. But that hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet. So that did that for me.
Like, I hate that when that happens.
Yeah.
That's, you know what?
That's why, like, that Richard from One of Us Net, one of the reviewers, his rule, like, don't include stuff from the third reel in your trailers. That should, like, and studios don't fucking give the trailer making companies footage from the third fucking reel.
It's yeah,
like,
they shouldn't.
Anyways, long rant, long tangent. Anyways, back to Disney.
Yeah, wait.
Anyway, so we're talking Disney.
Halloween.
Yes, Halloween. But actually, one thing I wanted to mention was that, very interestingly enough, there was very little. There was actually, I think, there was almost no paraphernalia or anything related to Frozen.
I was just gonna ask that.
Yeah, there was interestingly, like, I was going through the theme park, you know, going on rides, mm-hmm. you know, talking with my girlfriend, enjoying, having fun.
And you didn't hear in the distance?
No.
Let it go. Really?
That's the thing. It's like,
Frozen is, and it's like, everywhere.
Even, yeah, and even on the parades, like, they have these regularly scheduled parades, like, 2 or 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And I was just like, question mark? Yeah, that was mm-hmm. really odd to me, considering just how popular, Frozen is in Japan.
I saw, there's a 100 yen shop. It's mm-hmm. like, a dollar store, a chain called Daiso. And they have, like, Frozen, like, sugar buns or something, like, it's some kind of, like, treat that's as Frozen. Like, that's where, like, Frozen is, it's put on everything.
It's unavoidable. Yeah. I work at a karaoke place. Gee, I haven't said that before, but we've changed.
And you hear the, like, summer song, right? That Olaf sings?
Well, no, we have running on the store music, mm-hmm. BGM, whatever, background music. It's basically popular karaoke songs. Like, the songs that songs that a lot of people have, you know, sung in
like
karaoke.
Like, the computer tracks that?
Yeah. Basically tabulates that or whatever, mm-hmm. and just, like, they put that into they make that a playlist and they put it over the air. And I think, Do You Wanna Build a Snowman? And
Do You Wanna Build a Snowman?
That one, and Let It Go are... That, and it goes on, like, about a 1-hour cycle, the whole thing. And so, like, yeah, two Frozen songs every hour. Anyways.
I'm sorry. I have to bring up Supernatural, but there's, like, a...
Of course you
do. Of course I do. I'm sorry.
Of course.
But there's, like, a running gag on all of Tumblr that's, like, the Supernatural fandom will insert itself into anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's, like, people challenge them. They're like, I bet you don't have a gift for X, Y, Z. And, like, one of them was like, I bet there's nothing for Frozen. And there's a line. And I think Dean says it. Do you want to build a snowman? And it's like, the Frozen fandom or whoever like replied to them were like, we fucking hate you, Supernatural fandom. Get the fuck out of all of our fandoms.
Oh my. But
Sammy, do you want to build a snowman? Okay, bye.
But anyways, actually, interestingly enough, I was actually going to save this.
I'm dying right now.
I was going to save this.
Don't bring me back, though.
Anyway,
but if you don't, I'm going to be really excited.
Frozen's ever-famous popular song, Let It Go, mm-hmm. Has a Japanese version. Mm-hmm. And I think I've told you about this, but my friend Richard, not Richard from One of Us Net, Richard mm-hmm. from Kotaku, different Richard, actually wanted to do a story, read a story about basically taking the Japanese dub version of Let mm-hmm. It Go, and retranslating back into English.
Okay.
And basically showing people what gets lost in the translation.
Yeah.
And actually did that.
Oh.
And so, I actually have that. So why don't I just...
Can I read it?
Sure.
And I'll sing it.
Actually, okay. I did not... Like, this is not... Because the Japanese dub version is basically, it's made to fit with the tune.
Yeah.
So obviously shit's gonna get lost. Right. This is why I kind of like, why I prefer subs over dubs.
Yeah.
Because it's made to fit in the length of time that something has been said. Like, their mouth needs to move similarly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, there's obviously changes.
Yeah.
And I basically translated that back into English with basically not caring about any restrictions
or okay.
anything, but anything. But
all right.
If you want to read it.
So should I read? I'll read.
Actually, the above that are the Japanese lyrics also, but.
Okay. So this is verse one.
Okay.
The new fallen snow erases my footprints. In a world of white, I am all alone. The wind whispers in my heart. It says, things can't be this way. The original is, like, the snow glows white on the mountain tonight.
Not a footprint to be seen, or footstep to be seen, or something
Not something.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the words, but anyways.
Let me skip. I was confused. I was hurt. I suffered, unable to tell anyone. I'm through with that! I'm done, guys! I'm just done. Mm. I'll show myself. Oh, that's like conceal, don't feel. Mm. As I really
that's
am.
That's that part.
But, wait, this is better than the English one, I think. Mm. I'll become the real me.
Yep.
I'm not scared. Blow, wind, blow. Blow, damn you, blow!
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cold at all. I think that's better than the what? English version. Because the English version is like, conceal, don't feel.
Don't let them know.
Don't let them know.
Now they know.
Well, now they know.
Yeah.
Well, now they know. It's like spoilers. Conceal, don't feel.
Yeah.
All my worries seem like a dream because I'm free now. I can do anything. I could steal a car.
That's not in those lyrics.
Are you sure?
Read the fucking lyrics.
I could punch a baby in the neck. Oh God, Elsa. She's
I did
sick.
Not write that.
I want to see how far I can go. Yes, I'm going to change. In parentheses.
Yeah, that was something
going to
like,
change.
That was the part where I was like, I'm
what
not.
What she? Right, okay. That part?
Yeah, yeah I'm not what she.
It's me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll ride the wind as I am. I'll leap forward as I am. Don't sue us, Disney. I'll never cry again. I want to shine like a flowing crystal of ice. This is really complex. Okay, let me get the whole sentence
that
out.
The Japanese is convoluted. Yeah. That's one of Japanese does that a lot. So it is.
I want to shine like a flowing crystal of ice that coldly envelops the earth and flies high, bearing its soul. You emo bitch. I've made my decision. Kimarimashita. I thought that's this is all shit, but it's...
What?
I thought it said this is all shit,
no.
But it's... This is as it should be.
Yeah.
I like myself a little too much. That's not in there. This is as it should be. I believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Bathed in light, I step forward. I'm not cold at all.
Hmm.
So, I think...
I'll probably post this
yeah.
part in the
I'm not cold at all. Sounds like she's dying of hypothermia. And like someone's like, hang in there, and she's like, it doesn't hurt.
That's like what that scene from Les Mis. It's
I'm not cold at all.
A little bit of rain. Don't you
feel it?
I'm not I don't feel any pain. Dear God, I know all the lyrics. Anyways,
why? Why do you know all the lyrics of Les Mis?
There was a time when I... Jesus Christ. That was the first... Like, I was just realizing
when you
that,
dreamed a dream.
Yeah, I know. That was
gone
the first...
By.
That was the very first words to that song. Anyways, but back, I think, junior high, there was a period of time when me and my brothers, we were all, like, into musicals. I think that was
questionable expression on my face.
Yeah, we listened to endless CDs of musicals. A lot of them were Lloyd Webber stuff.
Oh, I was like obsessed with Phantom of the Opera.
Oddly enough, I never memorized a lot of the songs to Phantom of the Opera. I mean, like, I can recognize
really?
Them, and I can.
Probably, I think I still have them in my head.
I can probably sing along to them if I hear them, but I haven't memorized them by heart. For some reason, I memorized a good portion of Starlight Express.
What?
Yeah.
Why? That's like the failed musical.
That was the sort of fringe.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Lloyd Webber?
It was the roller skate musical.
Yeah.
Of course, the '70s, because disco was groovy. But, I saw like a documentary about Andrew Lloyd Webber. It was pretty long. It was like 3 hours or something, a BBC documentary, and they interviewed like everyone who had ever been in any of his musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about like choreographing that musical because first of all, they had to find, well, the casting of it, they had to find people who could sing
and skate.
So basically what they did was they took the like seasoned Broadway or, the London, whatever their version of Broadway is. So they used the people who were like really good at dancing and singing and stuff like that. And they taught them how to skate. And so these people were not roller skaters.
Yeah.
They were dancers, so they were naturally very coordinated and athletic, but like they were showing the rehearsals and people just like
spilling over
each other and like a domino effect. Like there was a kind of a circular, semicircular, like ramp thing that like went up.
Yeah, I think it was like a multi-layered stage.
Yeah, and like people were just like falling off it. It was like a mess for the choreography. And it failed. But you memorized.
Yeah,
I memorized
a good
portion. I can't
even tell
you like one song from that.
What
was a famous song from that?
Was it? The sort of theme song.
Go like that?
No, just the,
It was the 70s. All songs went like, pew, 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 pew.
No, it was, fuck. Not off the top of my head, but it's the one where, the main character, Rusty, realizes he's the Starlight Express.
No.
But anyways.
I am the Starlight Express! Yeah. Like that?
Anyways.
Musicals are fun.
Yeah. Oddly enough, never really got into Cats.
Oh, I was really cynical about Cats, and then I saw the, one of the touring companies, when I was in the States. I went with, my dad had bought tickets for my stepmom, stepsister, myself, and himself too. My dad is secretly into some pretty gay things like musicals, but he won't admit it. My stepmom and stepsister fell asleep. About two songs in. My dad and I were, like, weeping. When they got to memory, we were like, this is beautiful! This is beautiful!
The thing about, like, I never actually saw any of these musicals or anything. Like, I only heard, like, we got the soundtracks from them.
Yeah.
And I memorized the songs from the soundtracks, like Les Mis.
I've never seen most of them either, but...
I mean, Les Mis... Well, what were... We covered like Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, obviously.
Yeah.
Cats was one of them. Starlight Express, Jesus Christ Superstar. I think there was one or two more. But
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I've only memorized one song from that.
I saw that in Chicago with Donny Osmond as Joseph, and he was really bad. But I liked the music a lot.
I liked the title.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, the technical. Like, what the hell is a Technicolor Dreamcoat? Anyways, but, anyways,
I don't know.
But yeah, so Cats because we didn't see the actual musicals, we just heard the music and memorized things from that.
Mm-hmm.
Cats was one I could not find a story to.
There
was no coherent story, so I could not get into it. There were just these individual songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I like memories, but that was about it for me.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Starlight Express, there's a coherent story that you can kind of piece together mm-hmm. from the, you know, the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ Superstar, Phantom of the Opera.
I heard Jesus Christ Superstar was based on a story.
It was based on a novel. It was written
Stephen King.
No. It was it's written by a bunch of different people.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it came out. I think God, it's old. I think it's like I would say about like 50 years ago or something. It was before we were born. And
yeah.
So
B, it's as we say, BS before Sarah.
And BC before Calvin. You've read Calvin and Hobbes, right?
Yeah, I unfortunately was never one of those people who really enjoyed it that much. I liked it, but I was more about what comic strip did I like a lot? I liked Peanuts.
Hmm.
I'm just like delirious now. I'm really hungry.
Okay, so we'll probably be closing this off.
Yeah.
But
so I'm hungry.
But anyways, closing up on Disney. We really didn't talk all that much about it. But
so Disney, yeah, we should talk about this some other time, but because this is an in-depth Disneyland. So today we talked about Disneyland. Next time, maybe we could talk about Disney outside of Disneyland, which is a whole new world. Sorry, it just came up.
One thing I did want to mention that I said I wasn't going to mention earlier, Splash Mountain, which was one of the rides I got to go on. This is a very personal story, but it was my revenge. I finally got to go on Splash Mountain because Splash Mountain came out about 20 some odd years ago in Japan. It was like the first time. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but my dad was kind of excited about it because my dad was working for Nissan at the time and apparently Nissan had something to do with it. I'm not 100% sure, but my dad was excited and said, you know, when I was going on a class trip to Disneyland about 20 or some odd years ago, that, you know, if you get a chance, check out Splash Mountain. So, went on the class trip, went to Splash Mountain, went in line for God knows how long. I think about an hour. It just come out, but we were on a class trip.
Hour's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't that busy. It was a weekday. Mm-hmm. So, it was a class trip. So, waited about an hour in line with a bunch of friends. Finally got on. We were all exhausted. We were just like, fuck this line.
Yeah.
But we want to check out Splash Mountain. Want to see Splash Mountain.
Right.
Seemed exciting. And the way the Splash Mountain, like the line goes, it goes around it so you can see the people.
And it tells like the story, right?
Yeah. Well, no. The line of Splash Mountain, you can see the people coming out of the waterfall.
Oh, okay.
So like, you know, that's the money shot.
Yeah, that's going to be us.
That's going to be us. We're getting closer.
And one day, guys, we'll be at the top and then we'll be at the bottom
very
quickly.
It's really funny too because like, when I went with my girlfriends the other day, and we had the fast pass, so we could bypass the standard line. There was a bunch of girls in the standard line who looked like they'd been there for like 40 years or something. They were they were like all like sort of the heads hung, just like and just like they looked like they were asleep in place, and just like yeah, it was a long line. But so when I was in junior high and when I went to this, I just revealed how old I am. But I was in junior high 20 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
And got on Splash Mountain. The ride through Splash Mountain, it basically tells the story of, I think, Br'er Rabbit.
It's Song of the South!
And,
a banned Disney film.
And
locked in the Disney archives.
Locked in the vault. But, yep. And you ride on this sort of log ship that goes through the soul and goes along. There are a couple dips and waterfalls in the way, and then you know you climb up and go down the huge waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yeah, about 2/3 through the to the ride, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped, and then it started up again. It got about 3/4 through the ride, and then it stopped again.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get off and basically they shut it down. And so we had to get off. No. This is back when I was in junior high. We had to get off the ride. And it was just like my friends were pissed. And I was kind of pissed too, but when there's someone around me who's madder than I am, I tend to be calm. I'm one of those guys who's just like, he's venting my frustration.
Oh yeah.
One of my friends
too.
Was like so fucking pissed. He's like, we wasted all this time. Give us our time back. And just like, anyways. And so we went away and we left, very, very unsatisfied. We came back in about 10 minutes and the ride had started again.
Oh, fuck!
And so, yeah, that was my first experience with Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
So I got to, you know, a revenge match. And it did not stop. We got to experience the whole thing. So, anyhow, yes, whoops. Anyhow, that was a very short personal story about Splash Mountain.
Oh, man.
And oh, have you seen those, you know, on Splash Mountain, when it goes down, it takes a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a picture of when you're falling down. I think they used to do that on Space Mountain, too, but they don't anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one of the things on the internet for a while back, they're probably still doing it, is like people doing weird things
in
the pictures.
Yeah.
Like people bringing a Monopoly set and playing on the waterfall, or like people taking...
In the U.S., right? Yeah. Not in Japan. Because...
Well, in Japan, too. Like, there are like people who will do poses and stuff like that. My favorite is always when like there's an open seat. And they pretend the person is gone. Like, there used to be somebody there. So they all look shocked.
They're like, ah!
They look shocked. Yeah. Or, like, one of my favorites is, there's an empty seat, and one guy's looking back, reaching back. And the other people, and the people ahead are, like, looking over their shoulders, like, in shock. It's like, there used to be a guy there, and he fell out.
That is perfect. I haven't seen that one. I gotta look for that one.
And, like, there's been those for Space Mountain, and Splash Mountain, and... So my girlfriend and I were like, what should we do? There's only us, so we can't have a group thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do this deadpan. Like absolutely no emotion whatsoever, just going, you know, like really bored face, just go over the waterfall.
All right, can you post this picture on our Twitter page?
I cannot, because it's got a picture of my girlfriend in it.
Can you just black out her face?
And also, it's a 6-person ride, and there are 4 people ahead of us, and so... Oh. I don't want to do that. But, yeah, I
don't respect other people's privacy. I probably wouldn't go on.
So I went over to deadpan, but I was like, let me do something else. Something a little extra. And I was wearing a hoodie, so I put my hood on, and I was just, like, deadpan with my hood on.
Oh, God.
So I look like the fucking emperor.
All right, I will show you
this picture later, but I look like the fucking... My girlfriend got, like I said, she's afraid of heights, so like going over the waterfall was a bit too much for her, so she couldn't do the deadpan.
Oh, really?
She basically ended up hiding.
Your girlfriend's kind of useless. She's afraid of Supernatural. She's afraid of heights.
She also listens to this podcast.
Oh. Hi, girlfriend! I was just kidding.
Anyways, so this has been the Wayward Podcast. We were kind of all over the place talking about volcanoes.
And we were like worried. We came in today, we're like, what are we going to talk about?
And we ended up talking about well over an hour.
Yay!
Again.
Yeah, again. Well, that's our MO, isn't it?
Yeah.
And next time.
Supernatural.
Next week. Yeah. Yay!
Supernatural. They have a preview thing on Monday night.
Retrospective of Supernatural, which is like a documentary, a real documentary about,
At the time of recording, it'll be, tomorrow, or for us, Japan time, it'll be like 2 days. It'll be like, for us, it'll be Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Which is like 2 days.
So I'll be watching it. Oh shit, I won't be able to watch it.
But like,
On Wednesday, when it'll be available in Japan, the new episode, I'm going over to friends. I'm bringing pie.
Will they be watching it legitimately or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have satellite. Beamed in from directly from Jared Padalecki's house.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool.
We have a live feed of his bathroom.
But there's a retrospective on Monday night. This podcast is probably going to go after like even the first episode.
So we'll talk about that. All the mansplaining all Supernatural to that's mostly female fan base. But anyway,
so we can see how the new season of. Well, we will be able to talk about how the new season of Supernatural has started off. We might be able to get 2 episodes in, depending.
Yeah. So. And the previews look... I'm not too sure about Deanman. Not the direction I would have gone in with that character, but I'm excited about Sammy time. And his cute little... His cute little sling that he has. I feel like there was probably a moment where Dean actually said that when they were like teenagers, and Sam was like, I can't take you anywhere. But anyway, we'll talk in length about that. Maybe we could bring someone on, too.
Possibly.
A fan.
Yes. A fan or a non-fan who's being indoctrinated.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to subject people to my deep, dark, secret lifestyle.
Let's
that's not so
Cat
secret.
Let's
bring Cat back on. Oh, Cat. Oh, did I tell you? I can't remember if I said this on the last podcast, but we were like, I might have said it. The salmon thing?
Did
I mention? Okay. We're like walking down the street, and I saw a sign that said salmon, and I go, ooh, salmon! And she just goes under her breath, Sammy. She doesn't watch the show at all. In fact, I think she like really hates it because...
Because of you?
I'm
because
like,
you won't shut up
about
it?
Yeah, I won't shut up about it. And then she goes, Sammy. I don't even know why I fucking said that. I hate you.
We love you, Cat.
I was like, yeah.
Alrighty. So
anyway.
This has been the Wayward Podcast for this episode.
Yes. You can email us at waywardpodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us on Twitter at Wayward Podcast. The Wayward Podcast. The wait, now I forgot our Twitter.
I believe it's at Wayward Podcast.
Yes. And anyway, I'm
part
Sarah.
Of oneofus.net.
Oneofus.net.
Yes.
Oneofus.net. Because yes. We didn't say it last time. Oneofus.net.
Yeah. Keep forgetting to say that on part of the World of Us cast. I think we're still one of two podcasts.
Yes. So if you live in a country that's not the United States, Japan, or the United Kingdom, yeah. Please submit a resume / CV, and I don't know the process. Let's say
Chris.
Nudes.
Talk to
send Chris nudes.
Send Chris,
but tasteful nudes, like on like bear rugs or
okay,
something.
If you are a male, send Chris pictures of your balls. If you are female, send him pictures of your ears because he loves that.
He loves ears and balls.
So. Anyway, he is so going to kill us. He is going to kill
this
us.
This is like a test to see if Chris, like, closely listens to our podcast.
I'm going to get an email.
Ears and balls.
Alrighty. So
that should be the name of this episode.
Ears and balls. Yeah.
Anyway, let's say goodbye.
For now, yes.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Toshi, and we'll catch you next time. You know what? I just realized we didn't talk about Guardians of the Galaxy at all. We were so excited going into this. Like,
talk about Guardians.
It was just gonna be weird because, like, the outro song was gonna be was it?
Oh, we didn't mention that either.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about.
We could do a different song.
We could do
Let It Go in Japanese.
I don't want to fuck with the mouse.
Yeah.
I do not want
that mouse.
I do
How
not.
How about
No, I'll just do
the Japanese version of the song from Les Misérables.
I think that's doable.
Like
okay.
I dreamed a dream, whatever it's called in Japanese. I dreamed a dream.
No, that's not what it's called. But
it's not.